AP News for Friday, December 5th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's envoys and Ukrainian officials say they're making progress on a security framework for post-war Ukraine and will continue meeting this weekend. But they caution any real progress toward an agreement will depend on Russia's readiness. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports President Trump's released a new national security strategy
that paints European allies as weak while aiming to reassert America's dominance in the Western Hemisphere. The document is likely to upset long-standing U.S. allies in Europe for its scathing critiques of their migration and free speech policies, suggesting those allies face the prospect of civilization erasure and raising doubts about their long-term reliability as American partners. Germany's foreign minister acknowledges that the U.S. is Germany's most important ally in NATO, but says questions about freedom of expression are not part of alliance discussions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court will decide whether President Trump's birthright citizenship order violates the Constitution. It says children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. And federal vaccine advisors are now saying not all babies need a hepatitis B shot at birth.
These were approved based on outrageous criteria.
The committee includes Retsef Levy.
And specifically when you think about the safety, it's outrageous criteria. As a father and as a scientist, I don't know how we have the courage, based on such slim evidence, to come to parents and tell them that that's okay to give to your zero-day baby.
The vote was 8-3.
And I vote no.
Dr. Cody Meisner is also on the advisory committee.
We have heard do no harm is a moral imperative. We are doing harm by changing this wording.
The shots have been widely considered to be a public health success, preventing thousands of illnesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports a college football visionary, Roy Kramer, has died at the age of 96.
An opportunity for us to truly celebrate college football.
Kramer served as SEC commissioner from 1990 through 2002. He was the first to imagine a conference title game, which divided a newly expanded 12-team league into divisions and pitted the two champs in a winner-take-all affair that generated millions in TV revenue. That led to his greatest contribution to the sport with the Bowl Championship Series that paved the way for the current college football playoff system.
For the first time, at least in modern day history, we have been able to put together an agreement that will provide us with a true national championship game at the end of the season.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.